Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. Hello, hello, hello. I am here. I am your host, Misbehaving. Erica Jarvis, for those of you who knows me by my government name. Hey. I decided to do something quite different today. It was on my mind, on my heart. And I made this episode PG-13. That means that you can have those friends or family members who are a little bit reserved in such topics that we normally discuss. This will be for everyone. I am specifically speaking to the women of my community and just wanting to just reach out. I know that a lot of us are self-quarantining. We're dealing with a lot of issues, and there are a lot of challenges that we face as mothers, as businesswomen who are just trying to just stay above water. And I'm here. I'm here too. So this is a quick episode. So I just wanted to just give some ways that I have decided that works for me, and I hope some of the tips that I share with you works for you. Some of these things you probably already know, but sometimes we just need like a little tug on the collar, just a quick reminder, like, you know this, but you're not practicing it, and we get so hard on ourselves for not doing certain things. But just know that, you know, you are human, and just to continue to be gentle with yourself and remember to think of you too. You know, you think of everyone else that you need to take care of. But you're part of that important element that everyone is attracted to. So in order to keep striving, you have to thrive within yourself first. I'm not a motivational speaker. I always say this because I just want you guys to know that I'm just really speaking candidly and speaking from the heart. I'm speaking to you as if, you know, you're right here in the room with me. I'm literally just sitting in my room with a candle burning and just wanting to share some things with you. And if it was evening time, I'd be having a glass of wine. Right now, I'm drinking some tea. And I just wanted to let some things out. That's what we do, right? So first off, I just want to just say right off the bat, never, ever apologize for burning too brightly or collapsing into yourself just because someone is uncomfortable. Okay, so I say that again. Never ever apologize for burning too brightly or collapsing into yourself just because someone else is uncomfortable with your growth. All right, here are some ways ways to unleash your goddess within. A lot of people use that word lightly. They throw it around as if it's a new trend, goddess, goddess, goddess. And, you know, that's whatever makes you feel good. But if you're going to speak it, then we also have to walk it. We're all a work in progress. There are things that we can always fix. You know, everyone has a little ding in their car, right? So we just try to smooth it out, and that's what we do. So one of the first thing that you need to realize is to appreciate your body. And what I mean by that is just hug yourself. It's okay to embrace your body and smile in the mirror. Look at yourself in the mirror and, you know, be like, hey, girl, hey, girl, hey. You know, you queening today. You looking good. You woke up this morning. Do your thing. So think of that. Practice self-love. There are a lot of ways that you can practice self-love, and I will get into that on another episode, because there are a lot of ways to practice self-love. Engage in positive thinking. Always try to surround yourself with positive thoughts. You're reading things. You're seeing videos that just really, really upset you. It just disturbs your spirit. So try to engage in positive thinking when you're having conversations with people. Keep that in mind. Another thing that you can do is speak kindly of and to yourself. Sure, we get so hard on ourselves and we start talking like, oh, my God, look at me. I'm just looking like blah. All right, we do that every now and then. We beat ourselves up. The world, they already beat us up enough. You know, we don't need to do it to ourselves, too. All right, so just keep that in mind. Explore, learn, open yourself up to a new chapter, and just, you know, keep learning, keep growing. Another way, meditate, pray, still, breathe into it, stretch. You know, we're always sitting. We're always moving around to get to work, or we have to sit at a desk, so we're hunched over, and our brain is constantly working, looking at a screen. So take some time away from the screen and just stretch. Take some deep breaths and stretch. Play. I always find that exploring your inner child is always fun. It makes me happy inside. It makes me just laugh at myself if I just decide to do a random cartwheel, knowing damn well I have not done a perfect cartwheel since I was 10 years old. But, you know, doing it and laughing at myself and not hurting myself, then I'm winning. I feel good about myself. So play. Get out there and just play. Color. You know, play some music or watch some cartoons. Do all those things. Write in your journal. If you like poetry, write some poetry. It doesn't have to be like this Shakespearean type thing. It can just be something that just makes you feel good. Write a haiku. It could be short and sweet, or it can just be a one-liner, but it's still yours. Listen to some music, whatever music that inspires you, that grooves you, that moves you, or just really just lets you just relax into yourself. Do that. Always go with your intuition, you guys. Pay attention to your gut. Your intuition is your guide. Always be thankful. Always be thankful. You wake up in the morning, you be thankful. You thank God. You thank the higher powers. You thank your ancestors. You're just thankful for just breathing and opening your eyes. When you go to bed, you're thankful that you had a productive day, or you're thankful that you made it through the day. You're thankful in the middle of the day that, you know, I'm here and I have food in my refrigerator. I have shelter. I'm walking. I'm thankful for being able to walk from here to there. There are a lot of things that we can always complain about, of having lack of, but think about all the things that you do have and embrace that, appreciate it, and just be thankful and love on yourself. And when you are loving on yourself and you're unleashing your inner goddess, it exudes that energy. People are attracted to that positive energy. And then you're going to start surrounding yourself with those like-minded individuals, those spirits that really connects you. And you'll radiate. And that's what I want us to do. I want us to keep growing, keep knowing, and keep appreciating and keep loving, even through all of this madness. There's always going to be some BS out there, but do know that you are centered and you can get through this. You can get through this. And that's all I wanted to really share with you guys. So I hope these quick tips help you boost your mood today, and share this link with others and let them know that, hey, I was thinking about you, and here's a gift. Here's a free gift, all right? Let me know what you guys think. Put it in the comments. You can follow me on Instagram. I'm on Instagram, Unleash Your Inhibitions, or on Facebook, Unleash Your Inhibitions. And I hope you guys are doing all right out there. I'm loving on you. I'm thinking about you. And once again, let me say this because I really think this is important. Never apologize for burning too brightly, collapsing into yourself just to make someone else comfortable. Keep growing, y'all. All right? Love you. Take care.